Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A conversation with Scott Baer about the end of the Raiders season and everything that's going on down in Southern California today also sounds good to me, and that's why he's good enough to join us right here and now. Now, Scott, if I got this right, you're from San Diego, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from San Diego, and I covered the Bolts for 5 seasons. So I have checked in with a number of people down there, and I mean, it's a sad day. People are, you know, burning jerseys, and I think we have a mutual friend in Mighty 1090 radio host Darren Smith. He's been on for 5 hours already, and he's basically coordinating a wake, a citywide wake, and this is definitely a tough day in that town, which has 3.5 million people, and now only one professional sports team. They've now lost two NBA franchises, and now their NFL franchise. 55 years, and if I can localize this, I'm sure that it's an experience that is going on down there. Raiders fans up here are desperately crossing their fingers that doesn't have a similar scene up here in the East Bay.
Well, here's my theory. Because we were told, Jim Trotter, very respected NFL reporter, said that the meeting in New York yesterday was going to clear a path to the Raiders to get to Vegas, and we wake up this morning with the Los Angeles Chargers. So something dramatic happened in that meeting, and the something that I'm going with until a Raider representative calls me to let me know differently is that Mark Davis stood up and said, Vegas is where we're going, unless Dean is dumb enough to pass up on L.A., and then we're going to – I think Mark Davis put Los Angeles back on the table at that meeting, and that's why Dean Spanos had to grab this right now. Doesn't that make sense to you?
I mean, I wasn't in that room, and it's definitely conceivable considering how hard Mark Davis is charging to secure his Las Vegas as his next long-term home. And, obviously he had some leverage there in the L.A. market that may have forced Dean Spanos. And it's weird because – I know a lot of people down in San Diego who have their ear to the ground and have pretty good hearing. So I think that when they were as surprised as they were to see this unfold in quite this way, maybe something dramatic did happen. Although it's hindsight's 20/20, and you start connecting dots, moving backwards, and maybe the Chargers didn't need to go to that meeting yesterday because they had already made up their mind. Dean Spanos had kind of let some things out there that he was definitely frustrated with the city of San Diego and things like that. But yeah, this is, that was the first major shoe to drop. And now as the Raiders look at it, LA is no longer an option, no longer a leverage point. So they have to get Vegas to work here in order to secure what they want in terms of the long-term future. Because, and of course, every time that you have one of these NFL owners meetings, there's a clear and concise message that is often delivered by the most powerful owners. These guys are not stupid. They run PR campaigns, and everything about that meeting on Wednesday was to help generate some momentum for the Oakland Raiders, who are going to apply for relocation to Vegas to try to get those 24 votes. You hear a unified message. You always hear them spreading fear at times about what's going on in Oakland and what's not viable and things like that. And, they're definitely trying to build momentum here so the Raiders can ultimately get what they want and they can get enough of these owners on board to make that happen.
I can only hope, and I think Raider fans can only hope, that they look at how this was universally received as a bad idea and negatively by all points. You can't find a single person who is pro Los Angeles Chargers. I would think that maybe the NFL looks at the blowback of the negativity of all this and maybe thinks – maybe moving the Raiders to Vegas right now isn't the best idea. And we have to, since we said we really want all these teams to stay where they are, have one team stay where it is. I don't know. Maybe that's wishful thinking. Scott, let's turn the page to the parting ways with Bill Musgrave here. What was the turning point in the Musgrave-Del Rio relationship? Or is this about keeping Downing in-house, whose stock was rising with other NFL teams?
I think it's more option B than anything else. And I've talked to Todd Downing a couple different times over the course of the year, and he's formed an incredibly strong bond with starting quarterback Derek Carr. And they really kind of work in lockstep. And I think just in talking to Todd, he's learned a lot from his time under Bill Musgrave, but it always seems weird when you go 12-4 and you have the sixth-ranked offense and you have a quarterback that's clicking and you're scoring 27 points per game to take the guy take the PlayStation controller out of Musgrave's hand seems a little surprising. And it was surprising to me, and I get paid to expect things like that. But I do think that in talking to some people, this was about keeping Downing, and I think maybe Downing and Jack Del Rio may be in greater lockstep. And you think back about times where Jack Del Rio said, oh, I wish that we would have played more big boy ball against the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, I can't believe that Murray only had 5 carries against the Broncos, kind of saying, hey, not everything is rosy here. So maybe it's a combination of option one and option two. But it's definitely making sure that Todd Downing stays in-house and stays that kind of young, kind of vibrant offensive mind that will grow and grow with this quarterback.
All the problems, all the big ones, I thought were on the defensive side of the ball this year. There are a couple decisions, though, to make on the offensive side of the ball. Latavius Murray is starting running back, retaining Matt McGloin as your backup. I would bring Latavius back. I think we tell Matt McGloin thanks for the memories, but Connor Cook is going to be the backup from here on out. Do you think it plays out that way?
I think that's the way that it will work from a quarterback perspective. In terms of Latavius Murray, I feel like I know him pretty well, and he definitely wants to come back here. The one thing about it is Reggie McKenzie has values in mind for players, and if those values don't match up with whatever is on the open market, then I could definitely see maybe some friction there, because while Latavius Murray didn't make the Pro Bowl this year and didn't have 4 digits in his rushing total, he had 12 touchdowns, and he's a young guy with some speed that other teams may value a bit more than the Oakland Raiders. So I don't think that it's a guarantee that he necessarily comes back, despite the fact that Latavius does want to stay here. Maybe that will count for a couple of extra dollars, but running backs really only get one crack at this free agency thing, generally speaking, and you want to try to cash in when you can.
Scott, you cover the AFC West very well, so let me ask you about the one playoff game that's got an AFC West team in it. Andy Reid, 19-2, when he's got a week to prepare. He's had a week to prepare for the Pittsburgh Steelers coming in with a red-hot Le'Veon Bell and no boot on Ben Roethlisberger. So when it's said and done, is Andy Reid going to be 20-2 after a week to prepare, or 19-3?
I think he might be 19-3 just because you look at that triumvirate. And Le'Veon Bell is a special player, but I mean, how are you going to cover Antonio Brown with every member of the secondary? I just think that there's a lot of weapons there that could be difficult for Kansas City to handle, and I'm sure it frustrates the Raiders and head coach Jack Del Rio, who lost to the Chiefs twice, and the Chiefs are still in the playoffs. And that, I mean, all politics is local, and you got to beat your, you got to beat the guy in your division. They didn't do that against Kansas City, and I'm sure that it's going to drive the silver and black nuts that Andy Reid's still out there with the AFC West title and the first round bye and everything that the Raiders ultimately wanted this season and didn't get. I'm sure it would definitely bother if they made it to the next round.
Scott, man, thanks very much. Good to talk to you as always, and we'll do it again real soon. Scott Bear here on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.